I like kind of filling.
Introducing the Midah of Zrizus.
Jesus.
Zrizus means, literally, people teach it as doing things speedily. Zariz, do fast. And even if you want to mean say, it means meticulously, but still.
Not right away. Does it mean right away?
So it does say, Zrizim makdimin l'mitzvahs. People that are Zariz do mitzvahs right away. Like in the morning, we learn that from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu Avraham woke up early, baboiker, right away to do, right? Because reason, makdim and lemitzvah. However, when you do things right away, you're doing things almost, it sounds like there's an advantage to doing things hastily. And that doesn't make sense. And why would that come as a result of Zahirus? If anything, it's the opposite of Zahirus. Zahirus is making calculations, making sure you're on target. All of a sudden, oh yeah, by the way, next meet is Rizus. What's the shaykhus? What's the connection? What's the idea? So I want to redefine Rizus for us. Why is it that people oftentimes delay? Like you said, let's assume Rizus means doing things right away. But why would you delay, in fact? The reason you delay is because you have other things that you want to do that are distracting. You're doing it more. You tell your kid, go to sleep. Why don't they want to go to sleep? Because they would rather play ping pong. Not because they hate sleep. It's because there's something else that they really are doing, that they're doing now, that they want to do now, that's distracting them from that. Right? So that's the opposite of Zerizus. Zerizus, what pulls a person away from Zerizus is not laziness per se. What pulls a person away from Zerizus is distraction. Right? Because I have other things on my mind grabbing me, and now I'm not ultra focused on one thing because I have other things that are pulling me. So that thing I may get to now, I may not get to now because I have other things I'm busy with. Okay? So that's point number one. It's not about laziness per se. It's about focus and lack of distraction. So now, let's say someone that's laser focused on their mission. So that's all that's what I'm doing now. So therefore, everything they're doing is get is focused on the mission. So there's no delay because what's going to cause the delay? We're not dealing with some laziness. So what's going to cause the delay? What other thing am I focused on that's pulling me away? Nothing, because I have an ability that when I'm on a mission, I'm doing the mission. Okay? So it says that when a lot of times in the Kodshim, it talks about do the Kaihanim make mistakes? So the Gemara says Kaihanim don't make mistakes because Kaihanim is Rizim. Why is Rizim a reason not to make mistakes? I would think a lot of times Rizim is a reason yes to make mistakes because you do things hastily. Haste makes waste. So the answer is because the Kohanim's Rizim means when they're in the base of Mikdash, there is nothing else going on. That's that they're super focused on their mission. And when you're focused, it's the opposite. I'm putting everything into here. So I'm focused on doing this properly and correctly. Nothing's going to distract me from that. So Zerizus is, in fact, extremely related to Zahirus. And this is the depth of the Midah of the Mesillas Yesharim, when he says that Zahirus is on the lo ta'aseh, on the negative, and Zerizus is the exact same Midah, but mirrored on the essay. What does that mean? It means very simple. It means Zahirus, as we've been saying the entire time, is measuring everything you're doing. Is it getting you further or closer to your goal? Zrizus now is, I'm so focused on my goal that everything is fitting into my goal. And therefore, you're hyper-focused on your goal. When you're super focused on your goal, then you're unstoppable. Nothing gets in your way. Then you do things correctly. You do things focused. Nothing pulls you here or there. You don't delay because you're focused on it. And things from the outside don't pull you because you're focused. So Zeresus is the other side of the coin of Zeresus. Zeresus is when I'm focused on my goal, and therefore I'm balancing if everything I'm doing is getting me to my goal. And Zeresus is when everything I do in a positive way, everything I do, Zeresus is I don't do things that are not part of my goal. Zeresus is I'm focused on my goal, and therefore everything I do is in is getting me to my goal. And the Mela, you don't get distracted. When a person does things with Zeresus, it's not just about not delaying. It's he does it with a shlemus. He does it with an excitement. He does it with a sense of mission, of sense of urgency. It's not hasty. Hasty means I'm not thinking. I'm just quickly doing things. No, it's not a matter of quick or slow. It's a matter of focus. I'm doing things diligently. I'm doing things diligently because this is what I'm focused on doing right now. So I'll get the job done quicker and more efficiently and correctly. So when you have in the, right, if you have a secretary working on a project, right? So if there's 17 different tabs open on her computer while she's doing your thing, so it's not just like, okay, you're opening all these tabs. You can't const you're not going to be able to focus on your job because there's other things going on, right? So it takes longer also. Whereas if I'm doing I have an assignment to do. I'm just doing it. You bang it out, and it gets done more quickly, and more efficiently, and more clearly. So it's a brand new definition of Zeresus.
That's very powerful and very challenging, and I think needs a lot of exploration because that is such an overwhelming concept.
Right,
Huh?
but what's great about it? First of all. I guess the power of it is that it's only the second layer of Maseiros HaSharim. Think about that, right? Meaning we're accustomed to thinking Precious and Ruach HaKodesh, those are high levels, but Zeresus, no, Zeresus is a pretty high level. Number one, right? Number two is that if I think of the brand new appreciation for the Midah itself. Okay, because I think people think Jesus means they do things fast, don't delay. No, do things focusedly. Focusedly, I don't know if that's a word, but okay,
Focus.
we do it with
Wow.
focus.
Maybe I'm so excited by this particular thing because it so speaks to me.
Why? Because you could it
If
makes sense.
if I could master this Mida, I would
Yes.
be unstoppable.
Right.
Seriously, it's
Right.
my whole, you know,
Your
I
biggest challenge is this.
yeah, is yeah. Yeah. So it really
I think in our ruchnius we have this a lot of times, right? Is that in our learning, we can't get so far advanced in one type of learning. I want to learn the whole Shas. And then 5 minutes later, but I want to learn Biyun. And 5 minutes later, but I want
And
to
don't
learn
forget Parsha.
Halacha. Yeah. Oh, where's my Musar? I don't know Nach. Right? So we lack a certain, that's this. I don't have Zeresus in what I'm doing. So I'm not fully bought in. In the back of my mind, I'm still like, I'm so focused on this because maybe there's something else that's pulling me a little bit somewhere else. So I'm not like going to do this because I'm not convinced this is really my mission. I'm not so convinced this is my thing. So I don't have that sense of drive. Right? So Zeresus clears out all this, all this noise.
Wow.
So Zeresus is a really powerful Mida. Okay. Now, I like when it says Zerizim makdimin lemitzvos. It's not that the definition of Zeresus is to be makdim to mitzvos. It's someone with the Mida of Zerizim One of the things they'll do is they'll be makdim l'mitzvahs because they're focused. So if you're focused, there are some things that have to do with laziness. Like it's hard to get up in the morning. That's not so much because we have other things going on. That's just been, but if I'm late to mincha, maybe it is. That's not laziness. That's because I'm doing something else. And therefore, if I'm doing something else, maybe mincha is not as important as the thing I'm doing right now.
Nice.
And that's what's pulling me there. Right? So, so in our day, we have this challenge. So let's read a little bit. We'll make a haskalah, but that was just an intro.
Wow, that's great.
It's a very important intro. Yeah, it took
Yeah.
me a long time to learn this
But you
meter.
nailed it. You nailed it with giving it over.
Okay,
Well.
good. Yeah, well, but we spent like a whole long time on this meetup trying to. We did a lot on that, but for one of our first times,
Really?
a long time ago.
Sounds really beneficial.
Yeah, says Achar has a hirus, Yovei has rizus, ki has a hirus soivev al halois asay, v'has rizus al haasay, v'hainu sur beira v'asay toiv. So zrizus is Zihirus is the negative and Zirizus is the positive, but the two sides of the same coin, which is working on our focus and that our Maisim are aligned with our focus, with our mission. The Zihirus is not letting things, making sure that we're in balance, and Zirizus is focusing on our mission. We don't want the ra to mix into our actions. You have to hold on to mitzvahs, make sure that things don't distract you from doing them. Just like the Yitzhar wants you to fall into sin, it also wants you to fall into not staying focused on your Maisim and getting distracted by other things. So you know what? Look, don't do sin. Relax and don't stay hyper focused either. So you're not doing an aveira per se by reading that book, but if that interests you more then whatever you're supposed to be doing now, then the answer also accomplished something. Okay, who's the show tomorrow?
Wow, Rabbi, you really knocked it out of the park tonight.
Yeah.